For the Scripture says, and here's the one thing that we can't seem to any of us do. I just don't run into people that can do this. For the Scripture says, if you want a happy life in good days. Now, everybody wants a happy life in good days.
Amen.
But they don't want to pay the price. Keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. Do you know you can be having a great day and somebody can make a statement to you? And do you know that when they make that statement, it can ruin your whole day?
Amen.
You can be having a blessed life. You've had a whole wonderful day, all day today, and everything's good, and you walk up and the wrong person say the wrong thing to you, and it can ruin your whole day.
Amen.
Whole day. Yep. Keep your lips from speaking lies. Your tongue is your biggest problem in your body. It's either your best friend or your worst enemy. And if you find out something, I mean, this goes back, like I've told you all this story. Some of you all know this, but Cheryl and I have been married 4 years, a little over 4 years. And after we've been married a little while, I don't know, maybe a year or whatever it was, I asked her a question. I just, is there anything I could do that would make your life better? And not a whole lot of men ask their wife that. But I did. And she said, immediately jumped right on that. She said, yes, there's most definitely something you can do that'll make life easier. I said, well, what is it? She said, you always turn your T-shirts wrong side out when you take them off. I've only been doing that 60-something years. So I, you know what? The flesh jumped up and wanted to, I didn't say anything. But the flesh in me jumped up and said, well, woman, get over it. Turn them right side out. Does that sound like the flesh? Of course. That's what I married you for, to turn my T-shirts right side out. Get over it. Why else do you think I married you? I mean, some men would have answered like that, right? I said, well, okay. I said, I'll have to figure out a different way to take them off. And so I did. And they come off pretty good, except when I'm soaking wet with sweat. And then you can't get them off. You can't take a T-shirt off right side out when you're soaking wet with sweat. You just have to turn it right side out. So then I turn it right side out. I go ahead and return it, and then I put it in the laundry. And so from the day she's asked me that, I have never pulled a T-shirt off and put it in the laundry inside out. Now then, if she asks me to do that, and I do that, then if you ask your wife to do something, she should, do the same thing, right?
Amen.
I mean, if you ask her or you tell her something you don't like, and she should never do that again.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
I mean, you know, if you want peace in the home, when you find out something one or the other don't like, you know. And one, I'll just give you an example. It's not life threatening or nothing like this, but I don't know. It's like whenever she makes a salad, I say I don't like mushrooms in the salad. Well, to this day, she has never made a salad and took the mushrooms out. So I have to take them out, and I take them out and put them on her plate. I think one day she'll learn when I take them out and put them on her plate. That she's finally going to realize that my husband don't like mushrooms in a salad, so I won't put them in. But so far, she hadn't learned that. You know, so, now she may after today. I don't know. But I told her, and she didn't listen. Are y'all understanding what I'm doing?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I mean, she asked me to turn my T-shirts right side out, so I've done that. I've tried to do that. And when she asked me others, I try to do it. But you know, when I ask her to do things, I would like for her to do that too. And sometimes she does and sometimes she doesn't. Now, like I say, the mushrooms is not a life-threatening thing, so I have never said anything else until today about mushrooms. I just fork them out of my salad and drop them over in her plate. But every time we have a salad, they're in there again, you know, so I just take them out. So you see, there is things you can do, but that, like I say, that's not life-threatening, although you don't like it, but it would be better if she didn't put them in my salad.
Amen.
You know, so, but anyway, the Lord says, this is what God wants you to do, and He will bless you for it. For the Scripture says, if you want a happy life and good days, you must keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lip from telling lies. Now, do you want a good life?
Yes, sir.
Long days? Me too. Let's see what the next verse says. Verse 11 and 12. Turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. Now, I wonder why he said that. Work hard at living in peace? Is it that difficult to live in peace? It must be. I mean, you look at the Middle East right now. I mean, those people over there, but you don't have to go very far to find a place that's not peaceful. All you got to do is just find two people. And you got a problem. I mean, there is problems in homes everywhere.
Amen.
Between marriage couples,
Amen.
There is not peace in the homes, as a rule, most of the time. Now, some homes got peace a lot of the time, but no home has peace all of the time.
Amen.
I ain't never seen one. You know, I've never seen it. But it says, the eyes of the Lord, when it says work hard, I guess He really knew us, didn't He? He knew you were going to have to work hard at living in peace. Now, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. And His ears are open to their prayers. So what if you don't do right? His ears are closed. He don't hear. So you don't get your answer. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. So if you really just do evil, if you're really out there doing evil things, He's going to turn His face against you, away from you. He's not going to hear your prayer. He's not going to answer your prayer. I mean, see, but the thing about it is, these kind of things, people that read the Scripture and then will say, Mother Nature has just been bad to us this year. I mean, I read an article off of the internet the other night that a scientist says these things are just phenomenon of nature. And there's science, and nothing can change these things. And I thought, the man who wrote that article don't have a clue who God is. God is in control. And as I was reading in the book of Isaiah, this just jumped off the page at me. King Sennacherib had come, the king of Syria, had come to Jerusalem to wipe it out. And he had 185,000 soldiers with him, and over here in Israel, they got just a little bitty team of soldiers. Now, if we were a little bitty army right here, which we are, let's say we had an army of 50 or 100 people, and all of a sudden somebody come running and say, Pastor, there is a group of 10,000 Muslims out there that come to kill all the Christians today. Now, there's 10,000 of them, there's 100 of us. Hey, we better hope we're all walking holy before God, right? Because he said 100 of us will put 10,000 to flight. But that's only if you're walking in obedience to His Word. That's not if we're living in sin. Because if He doesn't show up, those 10,000 out there are going to wipe us out, right? We ain't going to be nothing left, I can assure you. But when I read this story about this king, he come and Hezekiah, and the king Hezekiah of Israel, and the prophet Isaiah, they prayed and God spoke to the prophet. And he told him, said, no problem, I'll take care of you. You know, now he's got a word from God. So he tells the king, the Lord's going to take care of us. So Hezekiah stands up on the wall and tells Hezekiah, we don't have no fear. The Lord is going to defend us and He's going to take care of us. Well, this king of Assyria standing out there, he starts talking in Hebrew and tell him, we're going to wipe you out. And he says, go ahead, we understand Arabic. Talk to us in Arabic. We don't want the people to know what you're saying. He said, but I want all the people to know I'm going to kill y'all and wipe y'all out, so I'm going to speak in Hebrew. So he's telling them in a language they can understand. I'm going to kill everybody in this town. You folks need to open your gates and come out and let me be in control, or I'm going to wipe y'all out. Now what do you do? Then he stands up there and says, you know, they said, but God's going to take care of us. He says, the gods of all these other nations, they didn't take care of them. I moved in there. I killed this nation, this nation, this nation. I wiped them out. Now then, what makes you think this God that y'all serve is going to protect you?
That's right. That's what he said.
And so, now then everybody's beginning to get into fear. He said, tomorrow I'm going to wipe this place out. He said, this God that you're serving, you know, he ain't nobody. I mean, he's making fun of God. Well, Hezekiah and Isaiah, they go back to the Lord. Lord said, I heard what he said. I heard what he said. No problem. He said, what he doesn't know, he works for me.
Amen.
Now, wait a minute. This is God, and this is the king of Syria that don't even know who he is, but he works for God. God says it was ordained years ago that I would send him to wipe out these nations because of sin. Because of their sin,
Amen.
I sent him, although he doesn't know me, he works for me. He obeys me. I'm the one that laid on his heart to go kill all them people because he works for me. Now, who is it that's sending these men out to kill these wicked people? God. I mean, it's right there in the Word. And he says, because he has refused to acknowledge me, I will send an angel tonight to kill his army. Only 185,000, and he only sent one angel. Now, them boys pretty powerful, aren't they? When I read that story, I think, Tom, all of them, you and me don't need but about a dozen of them. A dozen's all we need. They'll take care of us, right? If one can kill 185,000, we have no fear as sons and daughters of God if we're walking obedient to His Word.
Amen.
You've got to get that in your spirit that when you obey Him, nothing can touch you.
Amen.
When you do what He says. Now then, in fact, the Lord told Isaiah, He said, Isaiah, I want you to tell him that I'm going to kill all of his army tonight. Now then, he's done everything I've told him to do, and I'm through with him. So I'm going to kill him. And then he said, I'm going to send him, the king of Assyria, back to his temple, and he's going to bow down before his idols. And while he's worshiping his idols, I'm going to have his sons come and take his own sword and kill him with it. And that's exactly how he died. Now, who's in control of that? Mother Nature? God. God was responsible for everything that happened there. And we need to realize that why did God not destroy Jerusalem? Why did He not let that king of Assyria wipe them out? Because Hezekiah was a good king.
Amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.